Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one's from Sean, or Shan, I should say, in Tupelo. Shan says, I have a girlfriend that stays at my house a lot because she gets in fights with her boyfriend. I told her that we're going to do a roommate situation, and she got an attitude. If she's here for weeks at a time, is it unreasonable to charge her?
Well, you know, we're running into that same situation on this show right here. And so, like, this is, like, right up our alley right here. So, I would say this. I would say eventually it's going to get into some type of charges.
Yes, it is.
It's not going to start right away. See, it's the mindset of the person that does the favor that usually changes early. Y'all, yeah, you can stay here, girl. Come on, you can stay here. And then, you know, one of the people, the couple, they gonna do something and forget they're gonna forget that the guest is there. And they gonna walk and go, woo! Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot you was here. And then he gonna go back upstairs and go, how long is she gonna be here? And then you gonna start getting questioned. And then, you know, he gonna go in there and, you know, to get his favorite little snack. It's gonna be gone. Hey, baby. Yeah. Baby, what happened to all the lunch meat? She made a sandwich.
What?
And then, you know. And then you get all that out of this?
You got all
of
that out.
Yeah, and then you got this. Then you get this one right here. How long you gonna be in there? Once he can't get in that bathroom, and you done ate that sandwich, and you done scared him at night, they're gonna start charging. So the charge is coming.
The charge is coming, okay, so it's not unreasonable. All right, thank you for that, CLO. Moving on to Trinice in Franklinton. Trinice says, I'm in my early 30s, and my husband is not ready to have children, so he got me a puppy. He doesn't help me with the dog, and he doesn't want it to roam freely in our house. Is this a sign that he won't help me with our kids either?
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you this. The puppy, as wonderful as pets can be sometimes, that ain't no baby.
No.
I'm going to just tell you that right now. It ain't even close. I don't know how he done got away with the sucker move this long. But you taking that puppy instead of that baby? Okay. I'm just here to tell you, that ain't the same thing. He got you the puppy because he not ready to have a child. But he didn't really want the puppy. But he don't want the child more than he don't want the puppy.
He doesn't want animals, pets, children, nothing. He doesn't want anything.
I can't say that he ain't gonna help with your child. I don't think that that's a sign that he won't. Maybe he just don't care for pets. But you all probably should have had this discussion before you got married.
Yeah.
Because it is totally the responsibility of the woman to carry the child. 1,000%.
Absolutely.
You know, you can hear that time I'm laying your ear on the stomach. Oh, I can hear the baby kicking. Oh, the baby kicking. Because even after a while, we get tired of that. Baby is moving again. Yeah, okay. You know, after we feel it kick 10 times, the 11th time, the thrill is gone. We beat the team then.
Oh, wow.
Thrill is gone.
Being pregnant. That's one of the best parts of pregnancy.
Well, you know, and I mean, I can't. I'm telling you, what you all do having a baby is just an amazing accomplishment, and it seems to me like for me, a horrific experience.
Yeah, you could never do it.
Oh God,
men can do it. You can do it, but this man in particular,
he's so dramatic.
I know.
The baby kick. How, what you gonna do, Steve?
baby kicking. Get it out. Take me now, Lord.
You're just 5 months, sir.
Right.
Calm down. Yeah.
I can't get gas without going through some things. So I can't have
nothing. Moving
on. I can't have nothing growing in me.
Moving on. You're going to love this name, Steve. Moving on to Flossie in Harlem. Flossie says, I've been dating a married man for close to 10 years, and his wife is ill. I've been sending food over there to them, and he's appreciative. His daughter found out, and she called and rudely asked me who I was. Should I tell her or keep the peace?
No, keep the peace. Mm-hmm. Keep the peace.
Just a friend.
Keep the peace. See, why you want to know? See, listen to me. Your motive for helping has to remain pure and clean. Your motive can't be because now you mad because you've been the number two for 10 years. Voluntarily, I may add.
Yeah, don't make it about you.
So now you want to, it's me. Mm-hmm. I'm his mistress. I'm helping your mama.
Yeah.
That's how you get shot at. At
don't
the
do it. That's right. Yeah.
That's how you get shot at the stove. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, no, this is not about you. Let's pray for the woman.
Yeah, pray of healing. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Stay out, y'all. Let's send in food over there. You know, you could be one of the reasons she's still sick. What is you putting in the food?
Answer that one, Flossie.
Yeah. I watch Forensic Files. Flossie, your ass is now on blast.
You turn into a suspect.
You must have been. Like you a suspect now. Just you ain't like just that. A mistress. Your ass is now a suspect.
Moving on to Bam in Ohio. Bam writes, I'm married and my husband's parents live with us in our basement. I was in the basement doing laundry and I saw my father-in-law taking matters into his own hands. I tried to look away, but he noticed me. He keeps making jokes about it and my husband and I are uncomfortable. How do we move past this?
What? See, Bam, it's them people downstairs that's always creating a problem again. But that's what I was saying before in one of the early ones. The people that own the house gonna come down and the guests gonna run into him and bump into him. Now, he down there taking matters into his own hand. I know what you're talking about. Mm. And now he joking about it. I don't know what his ignorant ass is saying. you saw that, huh? You know, look. Threw me a little bit, you know, a little quick with it. Or what they call me, you know, quick drama.
All right,
draw.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG. Mm-hmm.